Hello. In this audio guide, we will introduce you to some of the defining features of Maska. The houses are perfectly adapted to the rugged terrain. With their paths and terraced gardens, they form a harmonious whole that is one of the best examples of traditional architecture in Tenno, and even Tenerife. For this reason, Maska was added in 2004 to the Spanish list of assets of cultural interest as a historical site. One of the reasons why this village is so well preserved is its isolation. Motor vehicles only arrived in Maska about 50 years ago. Seen from the perspective of the lifestyle of today, it is difficult for us to understand why people lived in such a place. Although the terrain was hostile and they lived far from the most populated areas of the island, they were compensated by the plentiful supply of an indispensable resource, water. For this reason, the original settlers of the island already inhabited the area. They left their engravings on the rocks and gave us many place names, such as the name of Maska itself, a name that refers to its abrupt relief. However, while water was available, there were many difficulties. To bring in materials from outside, they had to be laboriously carried up the paths. It was only with the opening of the road in the 1970s that more modern buildings began to be built. But before then, buildings were made with the available materials: volcanic stone, wood from Canary Island trees, cane, and mud. Basalt rock is very difficult to carve with rudimentary tools. So, to build the walls, the natural shapes of the unworked stones were fitted together like a puzzle, inserting smaller pieces between large pieces, until they were solid enough to withstand the passing of centuries. When a more regular shape was needed, as in the corners of the houses, tuff, a reddish volcanic material that was easier to carve, was chosen. Another distinctive feature of Maska is the slender silhouette of the Canary Island palms. Although it is a plant that grows naturally only in this archipelago, its elegant form has led it to being planted all over the planet. In Maska, as in many other places in the Canary Islands, it was a highly useful resource that was exploited to the full. Its fruits were used to feed the animals. Its trunks were used to make beehives. Its leaves for brooms, baskets, and hats, and the hard central ribs of the branches for the framework of the roofs. Scraping a subsistence in such a remote and rugged place is a feat worthy of superheroes. The slopes had to be transformed into terraces where crops could be grown, but they also depended on a good year's rainfall to grow grass for the goats and to produce a modest harvest where the water from the springs did not reach. Agriculture practiced under such harsh conditions is called heroic agriculture, and in Maska, they really are heroic. For this reason, the people who still cultivate a few terraces deserve the highest praise. From the garden at the visitor's center, you can enjoy a magnificent view of some of the elements that define the personality of Maska. The small houses on the ridge known as Lomo del Medio, the Roque Catana outcrop. The palm trees growing between the terraces and, providing a backdrop, the towering walls of the ravine. Despite its location in the mountains, the village of Maska is intricately linked to the sea. The coast is only 5 kilometers away, reached by a sinuous path that winds along the bed of the ravine. Before the road was built, this route to the sea was one of the best ways to communicate with the outside world, so it was traveled daily by the people of Maska, who came down the small jetty to exchange goods with other villages. If you can, why not spend some time wandering around the villages, observing the minor details? What we know as Masca is actually composed of five clusters of houses: La Bica, El Turrón, La Piedra, Lomo del Medio, and Lomo de Masca. The main square, with its huge Indian laurel tree, is in La Piedra. In this square stands the small chapel of Nuestra Señora de la Concepción, built in the 18th century, and, very close by, the house of Los Avinculados, one of the oldest in Masca. The surroundings of Masca are also worth a visit. The nearby villages, the viewpoints, and the network of signposted trails are other options for exploring this part of Tenno Rural Park. If this place has seeped into your pores and you think it a wonder that such places still exist, please help to preserve it. In addition to showing respect, you can also purchase local products, helping to improve the quality of life of the people who live here. Did you know, for example, that a unique variety of onion is still grown in these fields? The Masca onion is even different from the variety grown in the nearby village of Los Carrizales. If you have the chance, sample the honey made from local flowers, the yams or the figs, and take home palm or wooden handicrafts as a souvenir. It is the perfect way to contribute to Masca's present and future.